Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, bro.
You know what that means. Every week this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini show up to talk about their segment, My Marriage Matters. And it's a very special one this week because your daughter is here in for
Mom
Janelle
and Dad.
Today.
Yay!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's like a family reunion.
It is. I miss you guys.
It's fun.
Well,
I miss you.
Today, though, you guys, sounds like you had a pretty tough one from Alyssa, a woman who's struggling pretty bad here, huh?
Yeah. We listened to your segment previous, and it was about weariness, and I think this person really exemplifies probably what we were just listening to. The person says, my husband is dying. He can no longer help around the house or with the children. They're school age, and he is no longer able to work. With foods I must prepare for him, caring for the children, and all their activities, I am totally spent. I have some help, but it just never seems to be enough. Can you offer any advice or suggestions?
Yeah, she sounds weary. I mean, that's weariness defined in many respects.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, all of us can get to a point of weariness with different things. And unless you're in it, you don't understand it. We can't understand it from somebody else. It has to be when we're going through it. And life is very hard, and there's a lot of unexpected journeys that are in our marriage that are very difficult. And she's definitely and probably one of the most difficult that you can be in.
So where can she even begin on this, Cindy?
Well, you know, I think we've all been weary, and I know we went through a period of 10 years where people in our family were dying, and you're still taking care of the children. That doesn't leave your, you know, one of your spinning plates. And so you can't always plan for these things. Sometimes you're just in the middle of it, and you have to really be able to sort of go with it. And so, you know, I think the thing I would say first is this person needs to understand the reality of what she's going through, and this is real, and this is okay. This is a normal thing to have happen when you're going through something so difficult. And not that that changes it or makes it any better, but for her to recognize that her weariness is something that is going to happen. And so I would just ask her to take inventory right now of herself personally, of what's going on with her family. And I would probably ask her if she could identify maybe 3 to 5 of her greatest needs and then seek to meet those needs. And, you know, some people are just waiting to be able to help others. And so that would be what I would suggest. Go to her church, or if she has other groups, you know, community groups that she's involved with, to say, is there anyone who could help me with this particular thing on this particular day? Maybe it's getting the kids to their different activities and really being able to address those 3 to 5 things that she would feel would really be of help. And, you know, you can't add something that's not really valuable. You know, if somebody comes over to wash your windows, you don't really care about your windows right,
right.
now. But what is something that's going to help take it off your plate so that you can get that rest, that you can get the exercise, that you can have some time to yourself? And that is not being selfish. That is being proactive to help you get through, you know, this very difficult time.
But it's hard to ask for help, Cindy, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people struggle to ask for it. So how do you even muster the courage to go to someone and say, I need help?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, we have many people in our life who have special needs children, and one family in particular has 2. They have a lot of help around them because they need it. They don't probably really love maybe having people in their home all the time because it doesn't become their home. But, you know, during these times, if you don't ask for help, then I just think it's kind of a pride issue to where you're saying, you know, well, I think I can do it. And there are times where you just have to throw your hands up and just say, I can't do it, and I need you. I need other people around me to help me get through this.
It's totally a pride issue. In fact, as harsh as it sounds, sometimes you need someone to look at you and go, get over yourself and ask for help.
Exactly.
Joe?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing that was on my list of things to talk about today was prayer. That was number one. I mean, as Cindy already said very eloquently, I mean, this lady, she's entering into a new normal lifestyle that's very difficult. But it's one of those things you don't have an option for this one. I mean, you need to engage. And so she needs to lose her trust in the Lord in the midst of craziness of her life right now. And interestingly enough, the book this morning was a book to show.
You know what, Joe? We're not picking up much of what you're saying. You're breaking up a ton here. So I'm going to shift back to Cindy on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Cindy, how can they even, I mean, to be concerned about their marriage would be an understatement because, you know, they only have a few days or a few months, maybe a few years left. How do they focus on each other when she's so overwhelmed?
Yeah, I think that's really important. And one of the things I was thinking was, this is such a time, I can't imagine how hard this will be, but you know what, in a marriage, one of us will go through this, you know, where we're, taking care of the other person and watching them leave this earth. But I would really suggest trying to have some time with your spouse where you can really, if it's possible, I don't know the whole situation, but can you go back to some of the things of your past? What things were fun? Share about what things were hard. How did we make it through to where we are today? And then even to talk about the future. What is your spouse's, maybe some of their hopes for you or for the children in the future? And whether you videotape some of those things or write some of those things down where, you know, you can share these with your children, especially if the kids are little, because they may not remember a whole lot about, you know, their father later in life if they're real small right now. And that isn't an easy thing to do when you're in the midst of someone who you know is dying. Yeah. But taking time to hug, have physical touch, and, you know, just so that each of you know just what you really mean to each other.
Yeah, and even go to your own back pocket advice there, right? It's the 60-second kiss. Oh, wait, no, you guys are like 10 seconds, right? What is it again?
30 seconds.
We do 30.
That's too bad.
It can be, do whatever, 10, 30, 60, whatever floats your boat. That's great. But, you know, I also think when you're in the midst of things like this, you need to get rest and some relaxation, maybe even some fun or conversation with someone who's not going through something so difficult. I remember when Joe's dad was dying, we made sure that his mom got out and had time with some friends. She was just always a fun person, and she needed some of that life-giving, energy around her. And so you have to make that happen, and you can't feel guilty about it. So on the other side of that whole pride issue becomes then the part where you say, you know, well, I feel guilty if I go out and do this. But when you're getting more life back to you, you can then be a better caregiver. You can be a more positive caregiver. And I don't know how long has this person been caring for her husband? Sometimes it's a long haul and sometimes it's not. So you have to be thoughtful and not selfish. Don't be selfish, but be thinking about what you actually need to get through what you're going through.
Any final thoughts for us, Cindy, as we get close to wrapping up here?
Well, I think I would probably, depending on the children's ages, I would try to involve them as much as possible and as much as they're able and willing, because these are memories for them too. Certainly the wife, after her husband passes, is not only going to have to deal with her own sorrow, but the sorrow of the children as well. So this is a very complicated situation, you know, but all of us are going to get weary for something or another. And I think we need to find gratitude and we need to find whatever kind of joy we can. I'm not saying it's easy, but I've been through it. And I know that when I have gratitude for the Lord, he gives me a new way to look at things. And I think sometimes that's what's important too. What is he going to do to help me see this differently for this stage that I'm in? And most things that we go through are not lifelong and not permanent. But the loss of her husband is going to be a permanent thing. And that's going to be a challenge, not just for what she's going through now, but afterwards too. There's going to be other things to deal with as well.
Well, as always, we are so grateful to Joe and Cindy Farini for their advice each week this half hour in My Marriage Matters. If you want to find out more information or submit your topics, a couple places to try, go to Facebook and search for them. They're called My Marriage Matters. You could also find them at joefarini.com and CindyFarini.com. Thanks again, you guys. Always appreciate your time and advice.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.